Next up is Hillary Lister. Welcome, Hillary Lister.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is Hillary Lister, and I live in Athens near the site of the former Borilex biomass power plant. That biomass burner was shut down in 2002 following fires and equipment malfunctions that resulted from stockpiling and burning large volumes of construction and demolition debris that was imported to Maine from surrounding states. In 2004, the state arranged a deal for Borilex to send the biomass burner from Athens to Old Town. The equipment was to be used by the GP mill to burn CDD from Casella's KTI biofuels facility in Lewiston, with the resulting ash going to the newly licensed state-owned Casella-operated landfill. The Athens burner continued to have the same problems in Old Town when it burned CDD as it did in Athens, spewing clouds of lead-contaminated soot on Penobscot River communities in 2007. By 2013, the biomass burner in Old Town ceased operating. The Athens burner was one of five main biomass facilities owned by Borilex. In 2011, the remaining Borilex plants were sold to ReEnergy, a New York holding company owned by Riverstone LLC. All of the Borilex plants in Maine were licensed to burn CDD in addition to clean wood from logging operations. In 2013, ReEnergy bought KTI Biofuels from Casella, and that's how it acquired the CDD processing facility in Lewiston. That operation came with a license to process up to 400,000 tons per year of CDD, more than doubling ReEnergy's capacity to process the material. In the past 15 years, neighboring states have taken action to control CDD's disposal, either banning it or restricting how it can be disposed in their landfills. Meanwhile, Maine's policies have created incentives to import this unwanted waste from other states for dumping in Maine. In 2016, Maine lawmakers passed legislation to give a multi-million dollar bailout to the biomass industry. Lawmakers supported this bill following testimony by ReEnergy that financial help was needed to save jobs in northern Maine and ensure that loggers had a market for biomass from forestry operations. As a result, in 2017, ReEnergy received over $7 million from this subsidy for the purpose of ensuring the viability of the company's Fort Fairfield and Ashland biomass plants. The following year, ReEnergy announced that it was shutting down the Fort Fairfield plant, and in 2019, it shut down the Ashland biomass plant. While the closure of ReEnergy's biomass facilities resulted in a loss of demand for CDD as fuel, it hasn't stopped the flood of this waste coming into Maine through the Lewiston processing facility. ReEnergy's Waste Services Division is now the largest processor of CDD in the Northeast. As of 2017, over 90% of the material being processed in facility was coming from out here. ReEnergy processed over 10 times as much CDD from out of state as it took in from Maine sources. According to testimony by ReEnergy on LD 401, last session's bill to address this issue, the ability to send waste generated from processing out of state CDD to JRL and the ability to count that as recycling toward the state recycling goals were key elements of ReEnergy's decision to buy the Lewiston processing facility from Casella. This bill is necessary because if lawmakers don't act to fix our state's waste policies, Maine will be the top destination in the Northeast for dumping these unwanted wastes that other states are trying to get rid of for cheap. And I see my time is up. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and thank you for working on this very important issue.
Thank you, Hillary Lister. Are there any questions from the committee? I'm not seeing any. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.